Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Today in the first reading, we get from the book of Exodus, the Ten Commandments. And I've been working with youth and youth ministry now for a really long time. And it's always an interesting conversation to explain to a young person, like why there are rules or like why, or basically how the church isn't just about a set of rules. And so I love the first part of this passage from Exodus, because it precedes the Ten Commandments. It says, God says to us, I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. So now all the readings leading up to this over the past week or so have been the story of Moses and the plan that God had to save the people, the love that God had to protect them and to guard them from evil, from harm. And even just a couple of days ago, we had the readings where Moses raised his hand and God parted the seas and it crushed the enemies. So now the gospel passage here from the Gospel of Matthew, we continue the parable of a sower, but this time we are given this reality of the evil one, about how God is the one who gives, that is the word, that gives us the kingdom, and how the evil one wants to steal it away. So, and I think there's like the macro elements of this that we have to come to face in our faith life, and there's the micro. There's, for me, I know there was a moment in high school where the invitation from God, where God called me out of myself, where God really called me to be his disciple, I would have heard this like big invitation. Eric, give me your life. I have saved you from sin. I have the power to protect you from all evil, from all harm. I have the power. I am the Lord your God. I can do everything good with your life. Follow me. And it was that day that I gave everything to him. I said yes to that reality. And then I began this journey of discipleship. And now for over 20 years, have found God doing the exact same thing in my life, but in smaller ways. Ways that I didn't know, or in perhaps I wasn't sure how it would work, or maybe I wasn't prepared, or I'm not prepared to give it to him. But God continually has that invitation to me. I, the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery, that reminder of all the good that God has done in my life. And as I'm invited to give him some of those more difficult, maybe smaller, maybe more painful things in my life. And they can seem so small in light of things. But because I have this foundation, because the seed has been planted in my heart 20 years ago when I said yes, it makes possible that the word of God is going to penetrate and grow into these other areas of my life as well. So today, as we look at the Ten Commandments, I'm reminded that this isn't just about a set of rules, that these rules are things that God does because he loves us. Because if we follow these rules, we will be protected from harm. And we have to continually remind ourselves and be reminded of God's love for us, how he has saved us, how he is saving us right now in this moment. And we need to continually call upon the Word of God that has been planted in our hearts and allow it to grow in us. And the things that we have come to know because God has revealed them to us, like the Ten Commandments, they're there because He loves us and He wants to protect us from evil. And for me, as someone who had that life that was so rooted in evil and misdirected in the wrong 20 plus years ago, I give thanks to God for the power that He has and the reminder of all that He has done in my life today. Let us pray. Lord, help us to trust You today. Help us to trust the truth and the knowledge that You have imparted on us through the various church teachings, through the poking and prompting within our conscience and the ways that You call us to love You more deeply and to love others more deeply. And Lord, when we're faced with those opportunities where we know there is wrong, Lord, give us great clarity as to why choose the right, why choose to stay within the bounds that You have laid out for us, the bounds that give us true freedom. We ask this in Your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.